Good morning. Welcome, welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. It's the same number, 855-752-4842. If you're watching on the live stream, you can leave a comment on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Mm-hmm. And it's on the Civic Media stream on Twitter.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, because now in order to stream live, you have to have a paid celebrity blue check mark. So we are on the Civic Media Twitter account, but you can still find us on YouTube and Facebook.
Yes, exactly. Elmo needs the money.
He ain't paying somebody $45 million a month anymore. Yeah, so
He never meant that.
He's not into cults of personality. He doesn't.
No, exactly.
Freedom.
All right. Lots of things coming up today.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Miller from OnMilwaukee.com will be here in hour number two. He joins us on the last Friday of the month, the last Friday of July, my friends. And then it's going to be August. Whoosh.
Yeah. Next thing you know, in the next month, I'll get a message from my mom saying, start thinking about your Christmas list.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't think that far ahead. Resident young person Calvin is prepared to explain to us what brat means.
I mean, I love a good brat sitting on a grill, whether it's a cheese brat or...
I do not think it is the same kind of brat.
Well, then what do I care?
That will be coming up. Are you prepared for this, Calvin, at 10:50?
Yeah, I did. I did a little bit of research.
All right. I figured we better go to our resident young person to explain this.
Yeah.
So, and he can do it succinctly, I think.
I hope so.
I would be scrambling all over the place.
But this seems like we're both going to be going... What?
That's coming up at 10:50, possibly a new segment. We'll do Resident Young Person Explains.
The Resident Young Person's Corner.
There you go. We're going to start, though, with let's keep this going, everybody, because this is going so well. Chris Lutsavita, I believe, is he running the Trump campaign, or he's the head of the RNC, along with Laura Trump?
I don't think he's head of the RNC.
No.
I think he might be. Okay.
But he's going to do a Google on that. Yeah, keep up the childless cat lady thing, you guys, because this is playing so well. We talked about it yesterday. I actually had to call into Todd Alba's show yesterday. He follows us from noon to 2 p.m. They were talking about it. And there's even more angles to this every day that we go along. Just to remind folks, in case you missed it, the Republican nominee for Vice President, J.D. Vance, said in 2021, there's a reason childless cat-owning ladies hate America. Calvin, let's play that clip, please.
We're effectively run in this country via the Democrats, via our corporate oligarchs, by a bunch of childless cat ladies who are miserable at their own lives and the choices that they've made. Mm. And so they want to make the rest of the country miserable, too. And it's just a basic fact. You look at Kamala Harris, Pete Buttigieg, AOC, the entire future of the Democrats is controlled by people without children. And how does it make any sense that we've turned our country over to people who don't really have a direct stake in it?
Exactly. I'm childless. I'm catless. I'm dogless. Obviously, what am I even doing here? What? I don't care. You're right. I don't care about anything. I don't care about my sisters or my nieces or my great nieces or my friends' daughters. Yeah, there's just, you know, or their sons for that matter, too. I got no stake in this. You're right. We should be penalized, I guess.
Well, you at least shouldn't be allowed to vote. Meanwhile, if you do have children, you should be able to vote
more.
The amount of children you have is the amount of extra votes, and you get to vote on behalf of your children. Everything they say always makes total and perfect sense. Chris Lutsavita, by the way, is a senior advisor for the Trump campaign.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Yeah, Chris, please, I'm sure he's listening. Keep this up, because there's no equivalent on the other side, mm-hmm. is there?
No.
So after this came out, J.D. Vance, again, childless cat ladies, there are a bunch of men currently in government.
Yeah.
Who are not only childless, they're not even married. I know.
Oh, my goodness.
Is that not shocking?
I am. Look at me right now. I am so shocked.
Senators Lindsey Graham. Lindsey's not married.
What?
Lindsey doesn't have kids.
Well, hush my puppies. I didn't know that.
Tim Scott.
Isn't he engaged all of a sudden out of nowhere?
He's engaged. We'll see if that marriage actually happens now that he's off the VP list.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tim Scott isn't married. He has no children.
Okay.
Looking back, circling around here to our own state of Wisconsin, Glenn Grothman, I believe.
The most rumpled person in Congress?
In Wisconsin's Congress.
I still think it's Wisconsin.
We don't know everybody. Yeah, he doesn't have kids, and he's not married.
Wow, look at all these
people. What are they even doing there? They have no stake in our country.
Folks, if you're listening to this and you are a member of the GOP, how do you allow these people to hate America so much and represent you? It's just disgusting.
Seriously.
I mean, I hear that Glenn Grothman doesn't even have a cat. I don't know if that's true. I just wanted to say. Can you imagine if he didn't even have a cat?
Or a dog.
Or a dog. I have a dog, and she's beautiful. And I still can run for office and make good choices and make this. Because here's
Susan Collins has no children.
Oh, get her out. They're all out. They're all done. It seems like to me they only really care about it. The Democrats who don't have children and or are not married.
That would be shocking.
It seems like they're not at all willing to put the mirror to their own party and say, what's the problem here? Oh, that's right. There isn't a problem. It's absolutely fine that Tim Scott, Glenn Grothman, Lindsey Graham, Susan Collins, and AOC, I believe, is not married. It's okay that they're not married. It's okay that they don't have children. It's fine. It's a choice. And by the way, Kamala is an amazing stepmom. You know how we know this? Doug Imhoff's former wife came out and said so.
I'm not sure that step-parenting really counts, Greg. That seemed to be the implication from some, like, JD.
Well, I tried.
You know, are you really parenting if you're a step-parent? And if you're a step-parent, I applaud you.
Yeah.
And this should make you furious.
I know, that's the thing.
This should make you furious.
Yeah, the parents, people who have biological children should be like, hey, slow down. The people who are step-parents be like, hey, shut up. Because this is, I mean, it's...
And granted, not every step-parent-step-child relationship ends up being a good one. They just don't.
Yeah, true.
But I know that there are plenty of step-parents out there who did a great job, and their stepchildren will vouch for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So let's besmirch childless people, cat owning people,
step parents.
And also among things that now are surfacing from J.D. Vance, he says that Americans without children should pay more taxes.
Go on.
He was busy in 2021, J.D. Vance. He was on the Charlie Kirk Show podcast. Kirk asked, JD, what are you going to do to change this conversation? Everything we have to do should be about moving ideas from unthinkable to sensible to popular to policy. Vance said the country needs to reward the things we think are good and punish the things we think are bad. So tax policy. If you're making $100,000, $400,000 a year and you've got three kids, you should pay a different, lower tax rate than if you're making the same amount of money and you don't have any kids. It's just that simple.
So now we're gonna lower the taxes for ultra rich and people with kids. And this
yes.
So we're being penalized for not having children.
Yes.
Awesome. The deeper context to his statement is to say that if you have not yourself or your wife has not given birth to a child in the most traditional biological sense, you are not as good.
Yes.
You do not deserve as much as a say. You are not as American. You are not as anything as what we are, which are parents with biological children. We know best because we've been through something you'll never go through.
J.D. Vance made these comments. Again, people who have children should get bigger tax breaks. And those who don't have children should pay more in taxes. He made these comments in 2021 on an appearance on the Charlie Kirk Show. The YouTube page for that episode now reads, "This video has been removed by the uploader." We got to scrub that stuff, you guys.
Oh, just like you scrubbed
things I said three whole years ago are coming back to haunt me.
Much like a lot of tweets from J.D. Vance's Twitter account. Scrubbed. I mean, shouldn't I get a bigger tax break because I don't have children? I don't use up as many resources. I don't use as much energy. I help keep the earth a little bit, tiny bit cooler. No, I do not. Instead, parents get, and you know what? Fine. You get a tax credit. a tax cut or whatever.
They are getting tax. Aren't there a child tax credit?
Yes.
Credits now.
There are. Parents get a, you get a house, you can get a tax cut or a tax credit. You give kids a tax credit. And I'm not saying they should go away. What I'm saying is I shouldn't be punished for not having children. How about I get a tax credit for, I don't know, using less energy in my home or spending less or using less energy to buy groceries because less of the earth is being used to make food for me.
Can you imagine if the Democrats came out with a proposal?
Oh, my God.
That childless people should get a tax cut because they're leaving a smaller footprint on the world.
A Republican would stand up and go, I'm going to go impregnate my wife right now. I mean, it's just, it's ludicrous. And here's the thing is, Jane, they keep holding on to this. Like, it's going to do something. Like, it's going to, like, there's going to be some voter at home going, wait a minute. Kamala Harris doesn't have biological children? How could I ever vote for her? Those people are already voting for Donald Trump. Yeah. There's no undecided voter in America who's going to, this is the wedge issue. But here we are. Still talking about it because they're still talking about it.
Jim from Appleton on the text line listening on WGBW in Green Bay. People without children already pay more taxes. We don't get the child tax deduction.
Yeah.
And by the way, my kids are all adults.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really quick, a couple of questions. The YouTube, Civic Media YouTube. Go to Civic Media's page on YouTube or on Facebook. You can watch the show there. There's been some questions. I just wanted to address
that a little
bit.
Yeah. Okay. If you would like to chime in on this, give us a call, send in a text at 855-752-4842. When we return, we're gonna help out J.D. Vance a little bit.
Yeah.
And we're gonna debut his new, and this is a genuine new ad.
This is a real ad.
This is a real ad from the campaign, so you don't want to miss this. Yeah. It's so scintillating.
Ooh.
That's all next. Keep it here. This is Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Sweet Gal B on the board, coming to you live from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. Beautiful, beautiful day.
Mm-hmm.
If you have the chance to get outside today. And you can join us. You can call. You can text 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream. Civic Media channels on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Reminder, Brewers tonight.
Hey, Jane, you want to go to a Brewers game tonight?
I would love to go to a Brewers game.
Let's go to a Brewers game tonight.
Brewers, Marlins at the Brewers, 6:35 broadcast start. If you would like to listen to the game, you can catch it on News from the Center, WRCE in Richland Center, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 98.3 FM, 1100 AM. Brewers tonight, 6:35 starts. Brewers hosting the Marlins. We were talking about Republican Vice Presidential candidate J.D. Vance and his very popular childless cat ladies have no investment in America. Why should they even, I don't know, be allowed to vote? And then I saw this morning.
Yeah, I saw it too.
Brand new hard-hitting ad.
Folks, I know we've said this before, but we mean it this time.
This is real.
This is an actual ad. We didn't put it together.
No. Not from the We Got Nothing Else Super PAC.
We have much higher standards in our quality than what you are about to hear.
Actually, you're right. We do.
Yeah.
Calvin, let's play the new ad from J.D. Vance.
Hey guys, J.D. Vance here at Radford, Virginia. I thought I'd take you behind the scenes a little bit. When you get to an event, they've got a ton of crap for you to drink and eat. You got 3 bottles of Diet Mountain Dew, about a dozen Snickers, a bag of chips. If I ate even half this stuff, of course, I'd balloon up like crazy. This is the energy that powers the presidential and vice presidential campaign.
What?
Of course, I'm honored to be supporting President Trump. I'm honored to be his running mate. If you want to help us, chip in $5, chip in $15 to get the message out and to get people to the polls. This election is so important. Your resources help us do the things we need to win it.
Welcome to the Table of Snacks. Let me show you backstage. It looks like a school, which is fine. Yeah. You know, campaign events happen all over the place. I understand that. And so there's a table with a bowl that's got ice in it for to keep the drinks cool. And then there's the little Snickers and some chips. And I'm just, and I understand we're going to be real. We're going to be real.
Yeah.
You know, and speak to the American people about in a way that they understand. And so we're just like them. But when I was in high school a long time ago, we had better AV guys than the guy who recorded this.
I mean, you can go on Amazon and pick up a lavalier mic set that like wirelessly goes to your phone and get great sound. And my phone shoots better quality than this. It's a terrible ad. First of all, there's a ton of crap. Dude, they're just giving you stuff. Like, they're giving you some snacks.
Well, way to insult the people who set that up for you.
At
you
least
know?
Say thanks to the people who set these up for us to keep us powered with... You know,
Calvin, would you like to weigh in on the quality of that J.D. Vance head?
Well, that's what my first thought was, this sounds awful.
Yeah.
Like, even if it's just a Twitter video or whatever it was, I'm pretty sure iPhones make better sound quality than that. And like Greg said, if you're running in a campaign,
I know,
a microphone for your phone is not that big of an investment.
No. Maybe they're just really stuffed. Money's tight. Well, maybe it's just that money's so tight they can't afford a lav mic.
We got to get people to like J.D. Vance. Do something. Have them talk about snacks. People like snacks. He's a billionaire who likes snacks. Also, he's a two things about this man. One, how did anyone give him money? He's got the charisma of a wet sock.
And he's loaded.
And two, in the earlier part of the show, we played that clip where he talks about childless cat ladies and corporate oligarchs. You are a billionaire. You are the corporate oligarch. You are the one with the money.
He worked for a hedge fund, friends.
Why are you talking like you're just, once again, a character from what seems to be almost fictionalized book he wrote? Because a lot of people do not like that book. But you're like, I'm a man of the hills. No, you're not.
He also said on a podcast, women like Kamala Harris want to take our children and brainwash them because they don't have kids. So I texted my good friend, Kristen Bry, yesterday.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm sorry to have to tell you this, but I'm going to have to kidnap Francis. This is what we do.
Yeah.
And I said, could she please have a couple cute outfits ready when I come and kidnap her? So I just wanted to give you a heads up.
I forgot to tell you, because I don't have children either, I got to brainwash some kids. I'm just going to split the difference. You get her Monday through Wednesday. I'll take her
Francis.
Thursday through Saturday. We'll split Sundays.
All right.
Because I need a kid, too. I got to get on this because the election's coming up.
It's pressure now.
Yeah, it just feels like I got
pressure now.
It's like I got to make an ad or something and talk about snacks and be like, hey, also give us money. You are a moron, J.D. Vance.
Look at our table of snacks.
Dude, you know how excited I'd be if I walked into a room and there was a dozen Snickers bars?
That may be a new ad for the We Got Nothing Else Super Pack. Now that I think about it.
Do you know who loves snacks? Greg Bach.
You know who has better snacks?
Civic Media.
War of the Snack Tables. And I do want to get this in as well before we go to break. Remember Newt Gingrich?
Barely.
The three-time, or the, well, we know he's a two-time adulterer.
Yeah.
Now married for the third time to Callista. Newt was talking to Laura Ingraham on Fox News, fined almost $1 billion for lying to their audience. On what tack now the Democrats are going to take now that Kamala Harris is the nominee? Calvin, can we play that clip of Newt?
But I would say that there's a difference here. The left is going to pick nasty, mean, personal fights.
What?
Like what, Newt? Can you... like what?
Nasty, mean, personal fights. Like, I don't know, calling someone a DEI hire?
Yeah.
Like having shirts that say Joe and the Hoe?
Or making really terrible comments about someone's age, even though they're just trying to do the best for their country. I mean,
implying that someone achieved success because they slept their way to the top.
Yeah.
That's what Democrats are going to do?
Are they going to pick nasty fights because they're going to use all of your key subject matters that you've been originating there? Newt, anything to stay relevant. Was he even at the convention?
I think he was.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he spoke.
He's got to make money on the stump, and he's probably going to have come out with another book, or needs to just up his contract with whatever low-rent news network he's with. So he has to go somewhere and talk. And luckily, Dr. Laura Ingraham is there for us, folks.
Well, I just don't understand why these old male politicians are still such valuable pundits, but former female politicians, they should just go away and start knitting.
Yeah.
Because that's their place, I guess.
Yes, that's exactly what they think, Jane. They think it's adorable.
Isn't that cute?
You are their DEI hire.
News is coming up next. Dan Schaefer from Recombobulation Area not able to make it with us today, so we are going to celebrate. We like to shine a spotlight when there has been an unusual accomplishment reached, and give praise where praise is due, Greg Bach. So we're going to do that after the news. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board. Coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can join us. You can call. You can text. It is the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Next hour at 11:33, Matt Miller from onmilwaukee.com joining us to talk all things entertainment. I know we're going to talk about Deadpool.
And Wolverine.
And Wolverine.
I saw it last night.
And Twister 2 or Twisters 2.
It's Twisters. It's just called.
Oh, just Twisters.
It's like Aliens. Mm. It's Twisters.
All right, Twisters. And all things entertainment. That's coming up next hour at 11:33. Also, a reminder, when is our Wisconsin primary, Greg Bach?
I was like, oh God, do I know the answer to this? Tuesday, August the 13th. And Jane, how can they find out more about the August primary on Tuesday, August the 13th?
Go to myvote.wy.gov, myvote.wy.gov. All you have to do is type in your address.
Mm-hmm.
It will bring up the ballot that you're going to have.
Yep.
It will show you what's on the ballot.
Yep.
It's important. This is a very, very, I know you're tired of hearing it, but it is. It's a very important primary.
Yes.
Not only because there are primary races going on, but that's not going on everywhere. Mm-hmm. And depending upon where you live in Wisconsin, these two constitutional amendments might be the only thing on the ballot.
Yes.
And in all the people that we've talked to, and we've talked to the League of Women Voters, and we've talked to other people about what these things would do, and ultimately it's just going to give the Republican-controlled legislature in Wisconsin more power over more money.
More importantly, to do nothing with it.
Well, to sit on it.
Yeah.
Again, you know, Governor Evers during the pandemic was awarded so many federal dollars to use as he saw fit.
Yeah.
And he did it for health things. He did it for small businesses. He did it for Main Street businesses. And that worked pretty well.
It did. It really did. But you know what's not going really well right now, Jane? And we don't have to talk about it a lot because we talk about it a lot.
I know.
Clean drinking water.
PFAS.
$125 million sitting in the government's coffers right now, just sitting waiting to be spent. Appropriated, voted on.
Approved.
Just needs to be spent. And this is to clean up water for Wisconsinites.
So if you would like to see more money being banked and just not used for Wisconsinites, then you would vote yes. If you would like Governor Evers to continue to have the discretion on how to spend this money, mm-hmm. then you would vote no on both of them.
Correct. Correct. And don't let anyone tell you differently. It is not a sludge fund.
It's not a slush fund.
Slush fund.
It's not a sludge fund either.
It's neither.
No.
It's not even a slushy fund.
Not or, that. Or slushy sludge.
It's not even what do you buy at the movie theater? I had one yesterday. Icy fund.
No.
It's not even an icy fund. No. It's money that's going to help Wisconsin. Possibly help you.
Yes.
Possibly help you.
Especially, again, if you were a small business owner, one of those Main Street businesses that this helped out, I'm sure Governor Evers would love to hear from you, and yeah. I'm sure the Republican-led legislature would like to hear from you, too. That's another handy thing about myvote.wi.gov.
Correct.
When you put in your address, all of your elected officials will come up.
Yep.
With their contact information.
Be nice.
Be nice. But it's important.
And check your voter registration as well. Make sure you are registered. You can register same day. Just if you're aware of that, makes the day go a little bit easier. And then if you want to vote absentee ballot for the November election, you can order your ballot for that. You can't do that for August anymore. It's too late.
Yes.
But yeah, myvote.wi.gov is one of the most handy tools when it comes to voting that we have. I talk about it a lot outside of the show. We talk about it a lot here. I talk about it a lot outside the show too. It's just a handy dandy tool.
Be a voter.
Be cool.
Yeah, be a voter. Be involved. Be engaged. A good thing. All right. We do like to bring attention when attention is warranted mm-hmm. and shout out accomplishments when they're so rarely achieved to this degree.
Yeah.
And so let's have a big round of applause for the least productive Congress in history for adjourning a week early yesterday. Now they're going on their annual August break. Calvin, let's have that applause, please. Yes. They are so good at getting nothing done.
They were like, you know what, folks? We were going to get a four-week break. Pshaw.
Let's make it five.
Let's make it an even five. And someone said, that's not an even number. Like, you shut up with your math.
U.S. House of Representatives adjourned for its annual August break yesterday, a week ahead of schedule. An acknowledgement by the majority of the difficulty in finding enough Republican votes to pass appropriation bills, setting it up for what could be two tense weeks of shutdown avoidance mm-hmm. when they come back in mid-September.
And they know this, too.
Oh, yeah.
The Republicans in charge know that they are looking at a continuing resolution, most likely, for sure.
Again.
Or a shutdown, which, on their watch. Doesn't matter. If this was, it does not matter who the president is, unless they can't get the work done, like, you know, get down to the Congress, be like, hey, let's work this out. The Congress will shut us down if they do not get it done. And that means services will not be available. And we're going to have the same conversation we did last year telling you, by the way, if you get X, Y, and Z, you won't be able to because it's considered non-essential.
Do they just want to sit out over the next 5 weeks and see how the momentum goes? Because it hasn't even been a full week.
No.
Since Kamala Harris was announced that she's running for president, and President Biden has announced he is not seeking re-election. So we still got 100 days.
Yeah.
Are they just waiting to see which way the wind is going to blow? And then if things are not going their way, it's like, well, I guess now we're going to have to pass something.
Jane, I can't tell you what they're thinking right now, because if you look at it, and we spoke about this before the show started, every convention you get that wonderful bump, you know, your
numbers go up,
empowering your base, your numbers go up. You got a VP pick. You're going to go on a goodwill tour after that and talk about everything you talked about the convention to the people of America. And I say this, I'm saying this with the lightest of touch, using the assassination attempt to try to bring people together or try to craft a positive message, or even just bring a message. They had all these things sitting in their hands, and they have wasted them. And I'm not going to blame it on Kamala or Joe Biden. They just let the ball slip, and their message is going down the toilet because there's no excitement. They're scrambling. There's no unity in that party because everyone's talking. So what is going on here? So now you can think about, they got to somehow win an election. People have to win their seats. And they got to pass a budget. I'm guaranteeing you the budget is third on that
list. Oh, yeah. They're much more, absolutely, they're much more concerned about being reelected.
Yeah.
First and foremost.
Yeah.
We do have a little sound clip from Wisconsin's own 3rd District, Derek Van Bully.
Dirk Van Orden.
Derek Van Orden was asked yesterday in Washington by a reporter about this whole thing. Now they're going on vacation and they have not passed a budget. Here is Derek's so gracious response to this reporter, Calvin.
My staff is here all the time, and my staff in the district is here all the time. So we coordinate seamlessly to get this legislation through. We have to physically be present here. I don't agree with proxy voting, right? So how many votes are we going to have to take? 8 or 10? And we can do that.
So the budget process, though, that's not going to be continuing on the floor over the recess. Are you concerned about the budget process?
Okay, maybe you don't understand how Congress works. So we don't do the budget process on the floor. You do that in committee hearings. The committees are all here. The staffs are all here. That's how Congress actually works. And I understand what you're getting at, and I don't appreciate it. I've answered your question. Do you have anything else that actually means something?
He's so gracious.
That's
what don't you appreciate?
She asked a question.
Oh, is that what he told? Yeah, don't question me ever.
And that's okay. I'll take this stick and stir it a little bit. The most of the thing is because it was a woman who asked him, and I don't think he has much respect for women to begin with. But that's just my opinion.
Well, you could almost see his jaw clenching.
Yeah,
I mean, and that was not a hard question.
And okay, let's break down the answer. You say it's seamless. Everyone in your Washington office, everyone in your regional office is there. Well, the people in the regional office are not in D.C., so they can't go to committee hearings. You say that there's always people in the office doing work, but you're not there.
Right.
And if you're not there, you're a big part of that work. You don't believe in proxy voting. That's fine. Whatever. But if you're not there for 5 weeks, whether it's committees or on the floor, you're still missing, and the work needs to get done. That means that you are going to have to rush through, because they'll go through committee and then they got to get voted on, wait for it, on the floor.
Right.
And if you're not there for 5 weeks, are you going to shuffle through all these appropriation bills to get it going through? I don't know. I have no idea. Why don't you answer me as curtly as you answered her?
You should have to respond to his constituents.
Oh, God. Oh.
Don't you think? You know what they did do this week? What our super highly productive Republican-led House did this week?
What?
They worked on a resolution to, I'm not even sure what the point of it was. It's all about whether Kamala Harris was the border czar.
Yeah.
President Biden never appointed her as border czar.
I don't even think that
never.
That wasn't even an actual term, correct?
I believe that's a term that was come up with by the right-wing media.
Yeah.
So that's what they spent their time debating on this week. We have a clip from Massachusetts Representative, just trying to find it here, Jim McGovern. Kevin, let's play Mr. McGovern. This is from yesterday.
The gentleman from Massachusetts is recognized.
You can't make this stuff up, Mr. Speaker. So first of all, let me set the record straight. The original version of this resolution said, quote, President Biden asked Vice President Kamala Harris to serve as the administration's border czar, end quote, which he did not do, I don't know. Someone made it up, I think. I don't know. Huh. And after my colleagues and I pointed out that fact, the gentleman from Pennsylvania and their side of the aisle of the Republican side of the committee scrambled to try to find a shred of proof that in fact Biden actually appointed her as a border czar, and they couldn't find anything. So they made a frantic last minute change to now say that Vice President Harris, quote, came to be known colloquially as the Biden administration's border czar, end quote.
What?
I mean, we caught you, but I mean, come on. This would be comical if it weren't such a monumental waste of time and taxpayer dollars, and all for a resolution that does absolutely nothing. The gentleman from Pennsylvania went on a big rant, throwing out all kinds of numbers and identifying all kinds of problems that we're faced with. And I'm trying to figure out where in this four-page bill there is anything in this four-page resolution where there is anything that would do anything to solve any of the issues that he raised. There's nothing.
Because they don't want to actually do anything. They just like to complain about it.
Colloquially. I love that. Well, they didn't call her officially, but that's what everyone called her.
It's well, like- no. She was tasked with attacking the root causes of migration from Central America to the United States. So she was never appointed border czar, nor is she in charge of the border. That's Alexander Mayorkas.
Oh, that's
who
right.
Who they also tried to impeach. And yeah. Think about all of the hours and all of the millions of taxpayer dollars we spent looking at pictures of Hunter Biden's genitals. And where is that now?
Yeah.
Well, what happened to those investigations? Well, oh, right. It doesn't matter now.
Something Tom from LA brought up on the text was that they don't have time to put together a budget, but they have time to try to impeach Kamala Harris. Yeah. The third person they've tried to impeach now. It's just a waste of time and a waste of your money. And they're lying to you every single day.
It's theater.
It's theater. And it's costing us time and money and energy. And if you support this, I don't understand you.
Coming up, to debate or not to debate?
Oh, just the question.
That is the question. And resident young person Calvin explains. You're listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. I'll just strut in my birthday suit and let everything hang loose. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, today I don't feel like doing anything. I just wanna lay in my bed. Don't feel like picking up my phone, so leave a message at the tone. Today I swear I'm not doing anything. Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Box, Sweet Cal B on the board. You can join us. You can call. You can text 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Next Saturday, not this Saturday, next Saturday, from 8 a.m. to noon, I will be out at the Waukesha Farmers Market.
That only means one thing, Jane.
Scones.
Of?
Scones.
Peace.
Oh, it's scones apiece. It's my own term.
I know. I was literally giving you a softball to use more baseball parlance.
Thanks for the setup that I missed. Yes, I will buy another bag of scones apiece if you would like to come down to the Waukesha Farmers Market. We can have a long face-to-face chat.
Yeah.
I mean that very sincerely. I'll buy you a cup of coffee. We can have a scone of peace, mm-hmm. and you can say your piece.
And I'm here to tell you she absolutely means
it. I do mean it.
When she went last time, she was bummed that no one took her up on her scones of peace.
I bought $25 worth of scones.
Yeah, and I ate like $12 of those scones. So, but
and I'm happy to do the scone investment, but I mean it. Think next Saturday, 8 to noon, Waukesha Farmers Market, mm-hmm. parking lot, Waukesha State Bank, right along the Fox River. It's a great farmers market.
Yeah.
So come on down and join me and we can chat. To debate or not to debate, wow, this didn't seem to take too long.
I was going to say, I have an answer right here.
The campaign of former President Donald Trump now says he will not agree to any debates with Vice President Kamala Harris at the moment because Democrats could still pick another nominee.
Or he's scared. He is scared.
Given statement says, given the continued political chaos surrounding crooked Joe Biden and the Democrat Party, general election debate details can't be finalized until Democrats formally decide on their nominee. All right, well, the DNC is in a couple weeks. There's a strong sense by many in the party, namely Barack Hussein Obama.
I love it.
That Kamala Harris is a Marxist fraud who cannot beat President Trump, and they're still holding out for someone better. Therefore, it would be inappropriate to schedule things with Harris because Democrats could very well still change their minds. Calvin, what is that clip from Monty Python we like to use?
Run away!
That's the clip.
God, you
I like that clip.
Jane, do you smell that? You smell it in the air? It's cowards. It's cowards in the air.
Yeah, so, okay, well, fine. Wait until after the DNC.
Yeah.
When they will formally select their nominee.
Yeah.
And then I'm sure you're going to jump right on when you want to do one-on-one with the former district attorney and the former attorney general and the current vice president of the United States.
And U.S. Senator.
And U.S. Senator. Oops, I forgot that.
But she's not qualified.
Well, she didn't really earn it,
Greg. I mean, no, she did not. I've seen some of the guys I've accused her of being with. They're not good looking. Someone would have to earn that.
Right.
But I find that, for one thing, I love when the GOP uses his full name. When they say, as if we don't know what his middle name is.
Right.
And as if it casts some bad juju on the world. But also, she's a Marxist fraud. Wasn't that what you were calling him 15 years ago? So now all of a sudden he's changed now and
no longer a Marxist
he's
fraud?
He's no longer, he's got a special on Netflix. He's got a production company. He's written some books. So he's no longer, he's a capitalist.
Barack and Michelle Obama just endorsed Kamala Harris.
Womp, womp, womp.
All right, I want to get this in because we've been promising and I'm very much looking forward to this. Calvin is our resident young person here on Matt Nair on Air.
Yeah.
And the whole brat thing, and Kamala is brat. And how do you do, fellow kids? Explain this to me, Calvin. What does this mean?
Okay, so some background on who Charlie XCX is.
This is the singer.
Yes, she's a pop artist. She first came on the scene with songs like Boom Clap and
I remember
Fancy
that.
In 2014. And she, in my head, I was a sophomore in high school. She was just another pop star that radio friendly. But in 2020, she came out with an album called Care For Me that I really, really liked. It's more like a hyper pop, so the production's a little more abrasive. There's more going on. It's more interesting.
Okay.
And recently, she just came out with an album called Brat. And before Kamala even announced her presidency, this was already a trending thing on TikTok, especially with dances and whatnot. And after Kamala announced her presidency, Charlie XCX tweeted out, "Kamala is brat." So brat, I guess, is kind of like a feeling or a mindset of like being genuinely yourself and
embracing that.
With Charlie XCX, the album has more to do with like partying and releasing your inhibitions with that kind of thing. But I think with Kamala Harris, she can kind of adopt it. One, just because it flatly appeals to the younger audience.
Sure.
And they're eating it up right now on TikTok.
I know.
But yeah, I think it's also become a symbolism for just being a strong woman. Charlie XCX is kind of like, I don't know if I'd go as far to say she's a feminist pop star, but she definitely has some of those themes of female independence and that kind of thing in her music.
And nothing worries the GOP more than feminists who love being themselves.
And laugh.
Oh, loud
laughing. Yeah, so I think it's just an epitome of all of those things.
Yeah.
So the cool kid definition of brat is someone who is authentic, true to themselves,
mm-hmm.
not afraid to be who they are,
yeah.
and present your authentic self to the world.
Love it.
That sounds like a terrible thing.
I mean, it sounds like a catless cat lady to me. Childless cat lady.
Is she married yet? Does Charlie XCX, is she married with kids or no?
I'm assuming not. She's like, well, that 30 complete, or 31.
Yeah, so then I'm sorry, but now she's completely invalidated, Calvin. She's barely a person.
Yeah. She's 31.
I'm sorry, I hate to be the one to make that determination.
31, she'd have four kids by now, for goodness sake.
Does she even have any eggs left? People wonder.
She's so ugly. No one likes her. I don't understand why anyone likes her.
Well, you did an excellent explanation, Calvin.
Calvin, we're going to rely upon you. We're going to rely upon you for another edition of Resident Young Person Puts Us in a Corner to tell us about something else that's going on. So think of something. We'll be back with that another time. I feel like this is a segment.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Resident Young Person Explains.
Exactly.
All right. News is coming up next. When we return, things we wish were true. And then Matt Miller from onmilwaukee.com joins us at 11:30. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the vast Civic Media Radio Network.